Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Eminem's birthday today, 52 years old. 52. Just announced he's going to be a grandfather, too. I'm not allowed to like his music. I got yelled at by Solana last time we played some Eminem. I snuck one in for DBJ there. I was pleased that Jimmy allowed a Eminem song to start one of the segments here for his birthday. But yeah, Solana gets angry that I like Eminem.
So I'm not Biden. I'm not angry you liked Eminem. I was just shocked that day at how much you loved that Eminem song. I didn't know you liked Eminem until that day.
I mean, it was just, I've never been yelled at the way that I got yelled at on that day.
I didn't yell
and
at you.
It was okay. Because I liked this particular video, to be quite honest. It wasn't the song so much, it was the video for this song, which happens to be a banger, but I can't bring that up because I'm just going to get yelled at again. Okay. I don't feel like getting yelled at right now.
It's a great video.
It is a great video. It's a throwback to the old video. Anyway, you start the 4 o'clock hour with the stock market report, sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones up 161 points. NASDAQ up 6 points, which is really no movement at all. And the S&P 500 down 1 point, which is 0.02%, which is really no movement at all. But we'll take a couple of greens there and some no movement as well. Couple things we got to get to this hour. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. Talk a little bit about the Dolphins-Colts game coming up on Sunday. That's a 1 o'clock game, and we'll get some headlines as well here to start out the hour. And we have to give away that $50 gift card to Twin Peaks. We are giving away a $50 gift card to Twin Peaks every single day this week. And so maybe if you want it earlier in the week, you're going to go tonight, watch a little Thursday night football or some Panthers action. Or maybe you're going Saturday and hunker down and watch college football all day. Sunday, pro football all day. All goes off at Twin Peaks, 6 locations in South Florida. We're giving away a $50 gift card every day this week. Haven't given it away yet today. So sometime before 6 o'clock, we will do that. Just keep listening. Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Dorel Hyundai. At Dorel Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Dorel Hyundai.
We have some Dolphins practice notes, and the injury report was just released as well. Oh, I don't know if you guys are interested in that.
I am.
All right. Hey. Tron Armstead and Calais Campbell, by the way, they did return to practice today. Devon Achane, he was with the red non-contact jersey again today in practice. And Javon Holland, according to David Fiorina, still had his hand wrapped up. Here's your Dolphins injury report for today. Javon Holland, hand limited yesterday, limited again today.
You know what, though? Even with the hand wrap, he could still eat a nice, delicious orange sherbet.
He could.
He could.
Can you?
Sure.
Just pick up a spoon.
Sherbet is smoothish. So, yeah, absolutely.
You'd have to be seated, though. Not on the go, right? Because then you'd need two hands. Hold a sherbet. Scoop the sherbet.
I don't know if anybody has ever had sherbet on the go before.
I'm sure somebody had sherbet on the go before.
I'm not so certain. That's definitely a seated kind of meal.
Every time that somebody ate some sherbet, they have to sit down.
When have you ever seen sherbet on the go?
I sherbet on the go all the time.
I mean, just no one does that. That's, you know, gather around the table. Let's have a couple of bowls of sherbet and talk.
A sherbet social?
Yeah.
Jimmy nods his head. What the hell are you nodding your head at?
I love orange sherbet.
Sherbet.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we weren't discussing that.
It would be like, it would be like, that's exactly what we were discussing.
Right. No, but not if he loves it or not. A sherbet social, specifically.
Oh, I mean, he was fine. I think it would be like creme brulee. You don't eat that on the go. It's never been eaten on the go. That's seated at a table.
But sherbet is only, it's a scoop of ice cream. Sherbet. It's a scoop of ice cream.
No, it's a scoop of sherbet.
That's all it is. It's a scoop of frozen delicious.
Crowder, that is a genius idea, though. Creme brulee on the go.
You can't do it because you can't get the crust.
Ah. Who cares about the crust?
The crust on the go?
Yeah, I mean, if I say, here at Dairy Queen, we now have creme brulee, and you crust it up with the little flamethrower, but no one's going to walk out of there eating a creme brulee. It just doesn't work. No one's going to eat a Bananas Foster on the go. Tell you what, nobody eats cheesecake on the go. I mean, that's got to be at a table.
Yeah, cheesecake's terrible. Nobody wants that on the go. Nobody wants that sitting down.
Yeah, there's only a huge restaurant franchise built. Shouldn't say franchise. Huge restaurant chain built on cheesecake. And one of the most successful chains in all of restaurants.
The least thing they sell.
Nobody wants.
They sell more damn linguine and fettuccine than cheesecake. Cheesecake. Cake and cheese. Cheesecake.
Well, speaking of cheesecake, Kendall Lamb is on the Dolphins injury report. He's limited.
There's no way Cheesecake Factory lives off cheesecake.
How much cheesecake does Cheesecake Factory sell?
Nope. Chicken marsala, they got all kind of dishes. They're not selling cheesecake to stay off top.
Take a guess. How many slices of cheesecake does Cheesecake Factory sell every year? This is a new game that we're going to play. It's called, and we're going to play this. It's the same game every time. How many slices of cheesecake does Cheesecake Factory sell in a year?
117.
So, Lana, would you like to take a guess? Higher or lower than 117? No, would you like to take a guess?
I'll take 118.
Oh, you playing the game right, son.
Bro, it's got to be over, I would imagine, over a million slices of cheesecake. I'm going to guess 6.5 million slices of cheesecake per year.
Would you like to re-guess, Crowder?
6.51.
Jimmy, would you like to make a guess?
500 million.
Jesus Christ, Jimmy, you don't play no games, right?
He was kind of more in the ballpark than you two boobs. 35 million slices of cheesecake, Cheesecake Factory sells every year.
Those people are idiots.
But they're inflating their numbers there, right?
Man, that's cooking the numbers. That's a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Because they want to maintain brand power.
Right. They want to be the undisputed kings of cheesecake.
You would imagine how silly it would be if Cheesecake Factory wasn't selling their cheesecake. They would have to change their name. It's like Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts had to drop donuts from their name, man, because they were selling
more
coffee.
Nobody was buying the donuts anymore.
They were selling more coffee.
Right.
It's a coffee place.
Right.
And
you're saying Fettuccine Factory. You're saying Fettuccine Factory.
Fettuccine Factory. Maybe Chicken Marsala Castle.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, listen, if it's anything at Cheesecake Factory related to chicken, it's going to be the Crusted Chicken Romano. It's not going to be the
Crusted Chicken Murano Castle.
That's right. The Chicken Murano, whatever you say.
Nobody.
You're a Chicken Murano.
No damn cheesecake. Cheesecake.
That was your Dolphins report.
I heard something about Kendall Lamb. That was the last I got.
get the lamb love cheesecake.
He popped up on the injury report. He's limited with an elbow injury. David Long Jr., Emmanuel Ogba, Jordan Poyer, they're all limited again today for the Dolphins. This is good news, though. Devon Achane, full participant in practice. I just mentioned red non-contact jersey. Cam Smith, full participant. Skylar Thompson, full participant. And then Tron Armstead and Calais Campbell, as I mentioned, they were DNPs yesterday. They were full participants, and they're good. They were practicing today for the Dolphins.
All right.
The Skylar Thompson thing's interesting because he's full participant. He's healthy. But
he ain't the starter. No.
Tyler Huntley's still the starter.
Yeah. They moved past him.
Yep.
Anthony Richardson, by the way, he's dealing with that oblique injury. Remember, it's Shane Steichen, right? Head coach Crowder for the Colts. He confirmed, like, if there's no setbacks, it's going to be AR and another day of full practicing for AR. So looking like he's going to start.
Overnight him ibuprofen.
The only thing with that is, I know you keep saying, and I'm with you, I think Joe Flacco gives them a better chance to win, but man, Anthony Richardson has put together a couple, I don't even know if it's full games, but a couple of drives and throws where you're like, holy hell, that guy can do that with a football.
Oh, Huck, he's going to have a 60-yard rope to somebody in this game. He's going to run for 25 yards, and it's going to take 2 seconds because he's a crazy athlete. I just think we have a better chance of winning with AR-15 under center than Joe Flacco. I'm not saying he's terrible. I think he'll be in the league for 10 years starting for somebody. As we sit here today, Joe Flacco is a better quarterback than Anthony Richardson.
Where does Skylar Thompson rank among those two?
Next to LaCroix.
Right behind Cheesecake.
LaCroix, Skylar, Cheesecake.
According to Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald, nobody is traveling for the Miami Heat to Memphis tomorrow for their final preseason game. No Bam, no Terry, no Jimmy, no Tyler, no Jay Rich, no Duncan Robinson, no Kevin Love, and no Alec Burks. I do feel bad for Niko Jovic, the lone member of the starting five. Hey, youngster, get your ass on the plane. You're going
also
to Memphis.
Also has to fly the plane. He's flying the plane. They gave everyone the night off.
Can he land it?
We'll find out.
You love this Niko Jovic.
Good ball player, man. I don't know what to tell you.
He needs some beer. Let him play.
This is big. Rashid Shaheed.
What's his name?
He's on injured reserve. All right, Marano. He's on injured reserve following his knee surgery today.
I love chicken.
So he's out at least four games for the Saints. That's kind of big news for the Saints. They do play tonight on Thursday night football.
Right?
Yeah.
Man. They're going to miss Rashid.
Broncos Saints, Spencer Rattler versus Bo Nix. Exactly what the NFL had in mind for primetime football.
I'm going to be watching some Panthers tonight.
I'm going to be with OG at Funky
That's
Buddha.
Right. Funky Buddha.
Yes.
Russell Wilson.
A little football. Rondé Gadsden will be there with his sherbet.
Rondé's Crowder. He's an ice cream man. He's not a sherbet guy.
Crowder will be there. You know, speaking of the Panthers, play tonight, they announced some new food and beverage items and places officially at the arena. Now, I told you because I was there opening night. Tonight's their first home game since opening night.
Mm-hmm.
Section 318, 300 level, I told you this, there's a Playa Bowls and a Stoner's Pizza. So already, good new additions. Here's some other stuff. Section 119. Chicken and waffle sandwich.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Section 108, Stanley's Spud.
The potato spot.
Congrats,
can you
Hawk.
Believe that?
Congrats.
And now it's on section 108. Like, that's not even where... Oh, maybe that was where we were. Because it used to be on the suite level. But is that section... That might be 108.
No idea. No,
it's the 300 level, yeah.
I'm sad about the candy spot that they got rid of.
Section 115, grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Old white people.
Section 115 and 307, you can get an appetizer sampler with fried cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and jalapenos.
There's no meat.
That's for vegetarians, I'm guessing.
Oh, okay.
And I love this. Section 121 and the upper level, Jeff's Kettle Corn.
Popcorn?
Kettle corn.
Is it like a lotte?
No, it's kettle corn.
Popcorn.
Kettle corn.
Is it popped corn or is it a lotte?
It's kettle corn. It's a sweet popcorn. If I said to you, it's caramel corn, would you say elote?
Probably would have yelled elote. So it's not in the form of corn. It's fluffed.
It's kettle corn. You've never had kettle corn?
No, I haven't had kettle corn. I've had popcorn.
You've never had kettle corn?
I don't. Nobody's never. I've never been to the movie theater and said, "Let me get a big bag of kettle corn, extra butter, please."
You don't put butter on kettle corn.
What is kettle corn?
Madman?
Popcorn?
I who am I talking to here? What is happening?
To a logical person.
So was it on the cob or not, Hawk? I don't understand.
Thank you, Salon. I appreciate you, brother.
And then listen to this. Coming soon, section 127. Lime.
Ooh, lime
wow.
is good.
Wow.
Lime Fresh Grill, section 127.
Damn.
That's special.
So all they needed to do was win one little trophy, huh? All of a sudden now, Amber Bank
One
Arena.
Little trophy, all of a sudden, you can finally get a little kettle corn.
Kettle corn.
Hey, Hawk, kettle corn is overrated, though, right? You would agree?
Not if you're at, I don't know if I would have it at a hockey game, right. But walking around a festival. You know, if I'm at the Renaissance Fair and I'm dressed like a medieval warrior.
Hey, you walk around the festivals, huh?
Oh, Rashid Shaheed, season-ending knee surgery, they just said on ESPN.
Damn.
Oh, Raheed's wow. out.
All right, anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys. Your weather from the... Oh, Dodgers. Mets, game 4 tonight, 8 p.m. Yankees play the Guardians in about an hour. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 60s. That is your weather.
All right, we got to get to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, and we got to give away the Twin Peaks gift card. In fact, do you want to do that here? I'll give away the Twin Peaks gift card as long as we're
let's do that.
Talking nonsense. What caller number do you want to take? This is for $50 gift card at Twin Peaks. There's 6 locations in South Florida. Perfect spot to watch a little Thursday night football tonight, or college football all day Saturday, pro football all day Sunday. Twin Peaks, what caller number do you want to take for the gift card?
What number does Raheed wear?
What's he wear, Solana?
22.
22? Look at you, Jimmy. All
Jimbo.
Right. We'll take caller number 22. How'd you know that?
Because Brittany told me.
She's already feeding you info?
Appreciate you, ma'am.
Brittany's coming for a job, caller, man. She knows everything. It's crazy.
That's wild, man. Yeah. She already, I mean, she probably knows what kettle corn is. She probably knows
Nobody
more than
knows
anything.
What kettle corn
Everybody
is.
Knows what kettle corn is.
Kettle
All right,
corn.
Caller 22, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller number 22 will get $50 to spend at Twin Peaks. Do not go anywhere. We've got more to get to this hour, and including 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog, here.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As we navigate through this Thursday, where we got a lot of action tonight with the Panthers and Thursday night football and a whole bunch of hoo-ha, we'll give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. It's brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Don't forget, Game Day Uncensored, hosted by Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solana, featuring Omar Kelly and Adam Beasley, can be heard this Sunday, 9 a.m. on this very radio station, 9 a.m. as they get you ready for Miami and Indianapolis. Line right now on the game is Indy minus 3 still. Over under is 43.5. We looked at some of the player props yesterday, and they've added some today. So yesterday I told you rushing props, Devon Achane, 44.5 was the over under. Anthony Richardson, speaking about him and what he's capable of doing, his over under, his total yards over under is 34.5. And Tyler Huntley is 31.5. Probably lean towards taking the over on Anthony Richardson there. The Tyler Huntley one, I think I'm staying away from.
I don't know, Hawk. I mean, last time Anthony Richardson was on the field, he got hurt, went to the locker room, came back, and on the very first play back, he tried to run for some bizarre reason. I don't know if it was a design run or not. I don't know. And he got hurt again. So
but that's part of his game. Literally part of his game. It's one thing to point at Tua and say, hey, you got to stop scrambling. Anthony Richardson, that's part of what makes him special. So I think he looks to scramble, and he's good at it. I go over on that at 34.5. I don't have a real feel on Tyler Huntley.
Yeah.
Receiving yards, Tyreek Hill, 57.5 is the over-under. Jaylen Waddle, 40.5. Achane, 21.5. And Jonnu Smith is 17.5.
Raheem.
There's no receiving props on Raheem.
I think Raheem Mostert is about to have a big game.
No props on him yet. Only rushing props are Achane and Huntley. And Mostert doesn't have any props anywhere.
Yeah, I don't like it.
What are we expecting here, though, gentlemen? Like, what's... Because, let's be honest, okay? We thought with Skylar Thompson they'd come out and it'd be a modicum of the type of offense we saw with Tua, and it wasn't. Then the following week, we're like, okay, they have 8 extra days now to prepare, and there's no way it could look as bad as it did against Seattle and versus Tennessee. It looked abysmal again. Then they play the Patriots, and it kind of looked better, like a little bit better, but outside of one drive, the Dolphins looked pretty abysmal on offense again. So now they have a bye week. I don't know, Crowder. Like, are you expecting this to look better with another week with Tyler Huntley to prepare? Or is this just Dolphins defense has to keep them in the game and you need 1 to 2 drives to win this football game?
Exactly the latter of what you said. I'm not trying to score 70. I'm not trying to do Denver last year. I'm trying to get 20 points on the board and hope the defense does not have to be on the field long enough and get tired and have to play 70, 80 snaps. That's what it is. I think Mike McDaniel, I love the word cutesy. Hawk uses it all the time. He has to see that the cutesy stuff is not going to work. You don't have the weapons. You don't have the – not even weapons. You don't have the quarterback to do all the cutesy motions and spread 5 wide. I think Ingold is going to be in the game a lot. I think they're going to run downhill. I think they're They're going to press to get third and short and try to convert a third and two, third and three, move down the field methodically, and that's how they win. If they want to go five wide and run all these little cute little tunnel screens, they're going to lose this game to the Indianapolis Colts. If they try to play an old school, I know Hawk probably hate what I'm going to say, lame ass, let's just control the line of scrimmage, win it late. That's how the Dolphins are going to win if Tua's not playing quarterback. That's period. End of story.
I'm with you on that one. This is one that, just like New England, you have to grind it out. Grind out another dub. Get Tua back. It's fine. Like, grind it out. Get Tua back for the Arizona week, and then let's see the offense that we were all excited to see this season. This is another one of those, just grind it out at the end. Hopefully the defense can hold them back like they did New England, and then you get out of there with a victory.
That's why I keep bringing up Raheem Mostert. I brought him up already 3 days in a row this week. That's the guy you need. That's the running back you want. Can Achane hit for a 70? Achane is an amazing big play back. He's not going 4, 6, 3, 2, 8, 7. That's what Raheem's made for. Raheem is a big-ass dude, very strong, and he's always going to fall forward. That's the game we're looking at. If we beat the Colts, it's going to be a boring-ass football game offensively.
Which would be fine, because at this point, you just need wins. You need to just rack up a couple wins against teams that are beatable so that you can lose games later in the season against teams that are better than you. I mean, that's the reality of it.
Run a motion, run a zone right, let Tyreek shoot out to the flat, catch a ball, see if he can break a tackle and get 20-yard gain. There should be no balls thrown over 30 yards because that's not what Tyler Huntley does. That's not why he's here. He's not going to pinpoint and drop something at 22 yards inside a cover two safety. Nobody's running cover two against him because they're not scared of him physically with his arm. No, let him throw everything to the flat and have a chance to run. Every single pass Tyler Huntley throws should be on the move. And if he doesn't have anybody wide open, go run and get 7 yards, second and three.
I don't know. I'm kind of tired of this grinded out stuff. Like, we've done this, 4 weeks
Jesus
already?
Christ. No, it's been 1 week.
I mean,
we ground out losses up until last week.
Mike McDaniel.
Be in five wide. Yeah. Jay Huntley, go win the game for us.
I do. What was Geno saying
12,
earlier? Bang eights?
12
Give me some
46?
Bang eights. I mean, come on.
You want Huntley to be 12 or 46 is what you're looking for.
Give me some
over
bang
Over under 69. On the game, over under is 43 and a half. And I lean towards the under. I don't bet a lot of unders, but I would lean towards the under.
Yeah, this is a – I don't think either team gets to 20.
Justin Fields, I'm watching on ESPN. So he was 4-2, right, this season? 5 touchdown passes.
It's terrible.
That's what you need to see.
that's what we need.
That style of offense is what you need to get out of Indy with a victory.
Yep.
Again, Game Day Uncensored, Sunday, 9 a.m. on this radio station.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Hawk and Crowder.
Fantasy football reports on WQAM are sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's is America's favorite vodka for a reason, known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, created to be savored responsibly. I was looking at Matthew Berry, NBC Sports. And he ranks all the fantasy football positions for PPR leagues. I don't know what that means, but here are your rankings. I'm just going to tell you the number one ranked fantasy player at each position. Who do you think is the number one ranked, according to Matthew Berry, number one ranked fantasy quarterback?
Got to be the little light-skinned boy, KC.
Mahomes?
Solana?
You're talking about the greatest quarterback of all time, Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes, yes.
I don't think he's number one in fantasy. Lamar Jackson.
It is Jaden Daniels.
Oh, yeah, Jaden Daniels.
Lamar Jackson's number two, by the way.
He's my quarterback.
Is he?
Yes. My team is hell now. Jaden Daniels, Najee Harris, Devontae Adams, I done took him off of the bench because he's back. Yeah, I got a George Kittle, Bowers. Boy, I got a squad.
According to Matthew Berry, number one running back for fantasy.
Kamara?
Solana?
Number one running back. Williams. From
Tyron Williams,
yeah, yep, from the Chargers,
you are correct. From the Raiders,
from the Rams.
You don't know what's going on looking at your
Rams. No, you're right. He's right.
I have Kyren Williams in two leagues.
You looking at your phone, man? I'm guessing. You want me to go?
Saquon number two. He's having a hell of a season.
He is.
Let's see here. Number one ranked wide receiver.
Oh. Mike Evans.
It's your guy. You missed out. Malik Neighbors.
I mean, okay, he was hurt. I would have gone him. He's going to get some. But
Justin Jefferson, Mike, 2. Drake London, 3. Ja'Marr Chase, 4.
Ja'Marr Chase let me down the other night. I'm not. Damn, Joe Burrow. What's going on, Joe? Take the frost out of your hair. We don't need no frosted tips. Go
number
play
one football. Ranked tight end.
Kittle.
You are correct.
Yeah. Kittle's been killing it. Kittle got like 25, 30 points a game.
Looking for Jonnu Smith on this list.
Go deep.
Yeah, nothing there. Didn't make the top 25.
He's my backup tight end. He's a single digit guy.
You want to look for any Dolphin. Scroll.
It's tough,
brother.
It's tough.
Scroll.
Yeah, it's tough. There's your fantasy football update. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll get some headlines. We'll talk some college ball. And then before you know it, it'll be 6 o'clock and then 7 o'clock. And we'll have some Panthers hockey tonight from the Ameren Bank Arena. Very excited.
I'll be with OG.
That's right.
Yes.
Funky Buddha tap room.
Come on
watch
out.
A little Thursday night football. I bet they sprinkle a Panthers game or two on the TVs as well. Yeah,
bring an extra $9 because I want a free beer.
Well, that's, I mean, you want someone to buy you a beer. You don't want a free beer. You want someone to buy you a full price beer.
Free for the Crowder family.
Gotcha. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Who do you want out on the football field? Pork chop or chop salad?
Hawk and Crowder.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.